Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications, now presents Wausau East Hockey. Coverage of East Hockey is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Cloverbelt Credit Union, Coons Hearing Center, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, The Hearing House, and Young's Pharmacy. Now with the play-by-play, Tom King.
Well, good evening and welcome to Marathon Park and high school hockey, the beginning of a very busy high school sports week here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. And it starts with the Lumberjacks taking on Marshfield in Wisconsin Valley Conference hockey. This is a makeup game of a game that was postponed last week by the severely cold weather that we had when schools were shut down. They couldn't play that day, so they have moved it to tonight. And the beginning of a four-game week for the Lumberjacks. They've got Marshfield tonight. They've got Wisconsin Rapids tomorrow night here at Marathon Park. No radio for that. We'll be with the basketball teams tomorrow night. Thursday, East will travel to Stevens Point to take on the Spash Panthers. We'll have that game live for you on Thursday. And that is a game, we'll have that game as the second half of our doubleheader on Thursday. And that is a game that's going to be very interesting because Stevens Point looking to get a little revenge for that 1-1 tie that the Lumberjacks skated with the Spash earlier this year. Stevens Point playing better now, and they'll be looking to avenge what they thought should have been a win here at Marathon Park on Thursday night down at KB Willett. And then the Lumberjacks finish up a four-game hockey week on Saturday night when they travel to Minocqua to take on Lakeland High School, and we'll have that game live for you on Saturday night. Marshfield coming in, they're struggling as well in the win-loss column. Marshfield just 3-10-1 overall. They are 0-4 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference, and they're coming off a loss to West Salem on Friday night by a score of 4-2. The Lumberjacks coming in with a record of 4-4-1, but they are 0-3-1 in the Valley, a tie with Stevens Point. Otherwise, three losses, twice to D.C. Everest, 6-1-3-1, and once to Wausau West, 5-2 at the Marathon Cup. The last loss was this past Thursday night against Everest down at Greenheck. The final score 3-1. The only goal in that game, a power play goal scored by Andy Cravens in the third period. We'll take a timeout, come back, and look at what else is happening all week here on Fox Sports Radio AM 1390. We'll also have the starting lineup, so we'll get set to drop the puck here. It's high school hockey tonight here on Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
What would you do with an extra $100? That's right, an extra $100. A Big Ben right in your pocket just for refinancing your vehicle at Cloverbelt Credit Union. But that's not all. With CCU's great rates, you'll save big bucks over the life of the loan when you refinance your vehicle. Cars, trucks, SUVs. If you owe more than $8,000 on your vehicle, stop in or call a refinancing specialist at Cloverbelt Credit Union. Even if you have less than perfect credit, no worries. CCU can help. We understand that there are events in life that can affect your credit. Our refinancing specialists are here to work with you to look at your situation and explore refinancing options. Chances are good that you'll be saving money when you refinance with a CCU great rate loan, and you'll receive $100 just for making the switch. Great rates, great service, and $100. What are you waiting for? Stop in, log in, or call Cloverbelt Credit Union today. Offer applies to vehicle loans of at least $8,000 not currently financed at CCU.
Hey, Mom, look what I learned in gymnastics. Ow!
Your little gymnast training for success? We can get her in shape and back on her feet faster at Bone & Joint Walk-In Care. Whether it's muscle strains, fractures, or sprains, we've got it covered. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone & Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly Steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh Brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
We are Fox Sports! Tom King back here at Marathon Park. The Zamboni is doing its work, and we'll get set to drop the puck here shortly. Marshfield and Wausau East in Valley Conference Hockey here tonight. The rest of the week here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9 looks like this. Tomorrow night, it's triple header action, starting with girls and boys basketball. Wausau East hosting Antigo at the East Gym. Pre-game show at 5:45, the girls' game at 6, followed by the boys, and then it'll be D.C. Everest boys' basketball as they take on Lakeland in non-conference play. On Thursday night, hockey doubleheader action, D.C. Everest and Marshfield in Game 1, pre-game show at 6:45, and then East playing Stevens Point at K.B. Willett as the second half of our doubleheader. Friday night, it's tripleheader action once again, all basketball as D.C. Everest and Wausau West will square off in girls' and boys' hoops. 5:45 pregame from the West Fieldhouse. That'll be followed by East Boys Basketball as they take on Merrill. We'll have that game on a tape delay basis as the third half or the third game of our double or triple header on Friday night. And then, as we mentioned, East Hockey returns on Saturday night. They're in Minocqua to take on the Lakeland Thunderbirds. WRIG Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9. And East Hockey is brought to you in part by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. And when it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. I'll figure out which station we're on here tonight before it's all said and done. Lumberjacks had a lot of time off during the holiday break. In fact, they went 18 days without playing a game. And as you'll hear from Coach Dina Rasmussen during our first intermission, they gave the boys some time off, and they got healthy. Two key players for this Lumberjack team had missed some time before the break with injuries. Nick DeVorney had been out with a bruised collarbone, and Ben Feck had a broken hand, and they were both back in the lineup. They were both in against Everest the other night, and that should really help here down the stretch. It gives these three really solid lines that they can run out there now, and can't help both offensively and defensively for East going forward. So good to have them back on the ice, and we'll see how that all shakes out here tonight. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for this matchup. First of all, for the Marshfield Tigers, in goal will be Brad Krieger. Krieger's a senior. The defenseman to start, Brandon Nikolai, a junior, and Ben Bramer, a junior. And the starting line for Marshfield tonight, Jacob Draves, a junior, Bryce Gadke, a junior, and Zach Legan, a junior as well, for head coach Doug Stinus, assisted by Pete Hafferman, Ken Bauer, and Ben Barrier. For the Lumberjacks, in goal will be Ian Corbett, 5'9", 195-pound senior. He's been the starting goaltender, played every minute of every game so far this season for the Lumberjacks. The defenseman to start, Trevor Holcomb, 5'10", 160-pound junior, and Sam Romanski, 6'3", 200-pound junior. And the starting line tonight, Andrew Daniel, a 6'1", 160-pound senior. Gabe McGinnity, 5'11", 160-pound sophomore, and Landon Daniel, 5'7", 140-pound sophomore, for head coaches Dina Rasmussen and Mike Polkinen, assisted by Greg Levinsky and Mark LaCrosse. We'll take a timeout, come back, and get set to go. Lumberjacks and Marshfield coming up. High school hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
So, I'm apartment hunting and having this debate with a landlord.
Like I said, no pets. Just can't rent you the unit.
Yeah, he's a dog, but sir, he's not a pet.
He's four-legged, he's hairy, he's on a leash, that's a pet.
No, Henry is an assistance animal. Look, I'm legally blind. Couldn't you make a reasonable accommodation for my guide dog?
Young lady, you can call your canine friend anything you want. Those are the rules.
Rules? Rules that allow for housing discrimination? So, I made a call to HUD to confirm that, indeed, landlords must make reasonable accommodations for assistance animals. And now, we're so happy in our new apartment.
If you think you've been discriminated against because of your disability, race, color, religion, national origin, sex, or familial status, call the HUD hotline, 1-800-669-9777, or go to hud.gov/fairhousing. File a complaint. Make something happen.
Fair housing is your right. Use it.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
There's hundreds of fun and simple things you and your family can do to live a healthier lifestyle. Here's 20 of them. Eat less, eat slower, eat smarter, eat your fruits and veggies, stop eating before you're full, up your fiber, lower your calories, get off the bus early, do some gardening, do jumping jacks, take the stairs, take one, not two, take on a new sport, take a long walk home, walk instead of drive, bend, stretch, reach for the stars, climb the monkey bars, skip the fudge bars. Search We Can online to find more ways you and your family can get healthy together. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
What would you do with an extra $100? That's right, an extra $100. A Big Ben right in your pocket just for refinancing your vehicle at Cloverbilt Credit Union. But that's not all. With CCU's great rates, you'll save big bucks over the life of the loan when you refinance your vehicle. Cars, trucks, SUVs, if you owe more than $8,000 on your vehicle, stop in or call a refinancing specialist at Cloverbilt Credit Union. Even if you have less than perfect credit, no worries. CCU can help. We understand that there are events in life that can affect your credit. Our refinancing specialists are here to work with you to look at your situation and explore refinancing options. Chances are good that you'll be saving money when you refinance with a CCU great rate loan, and you'll receive $100 just for making the switch. Great rates, great service, and $100. What are you waiting for? Stop in, log in, or call Cloverbilt Credit Union today. Offer applies to vehicle loans of at least $8,000 not currently financed at CCU.
Fox Sports Radio.
Well, team back here at Marathon Park. The teams have returned to the ice, and we'll get started here in just a moment. They'll do the introductions and the national anthem. Take a look at the standings in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Coming into tonight's play, Wausau West is in solid command of the conference. They are three games up on their... one game up on Wisconsin Rapids in the loss column, but Wausau West has 8 points so far this season with four wins, no losses, and they have a stranglehold on first place right now. DC Everest has 6 points with three wins and three losses. Stevens Point with 5 points, two wins and one tie. Wisconsin Rapids, two wins and a loss. Wausau East with no wins, three losses and a tie. Then it's Merrill and Marshfield bringing up the rear in the Valley Conference so far this season. West is 8-3-0 overall. They play one of the tougher schedules in the state. They beat Fond du Lac last night by a score of 5-0. DC Everest has 7-7 record. Stevens Point is 5-5-1 with Wisconsin Rapids 11-1-0. Their only loss is to Wausau West. Wausau East 4-4-1. Merrill is 0-2 against Valley teams so far this year. Marshfield 3-10-1, as we mentioned on the season. That Wausau West Fond du Lac game was actually Saturday when the Warriors beat Fond du Lac by a score of 5-0. The rest of the Valley will be back at it tomorrow night. As we mentioned, this is a makeup game for both of these teams. A game that was called on account of the ultra-freezing weather last week when the schools were closed. Starting lineups once again, quickly for the Lumberjacks. The starting line, Landon Danil, Gabe McGinnity, and Andrew Danil. Sam Romanski and Trevor Holcomb are the defensemen. Ian Corbett in goal. For Marshfield, Brad Krieger in goal. The defensemen, Brandon Nikolai and Ben Bramer, and the starting line, Jacob Graves, Bryce Gadke, and Zach Legan. We'll take one more quick time out while they do the national anthem, and then we'll be set to drop the puck. It's Marshfield East coming up here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Our team has a lot of fans out there. Though you may not recognize them, their victories have made them very happy and even changed their lives. At Bone & Joint Center, our team includes nearly 20 top-performing providers, highly skilled in every area of orthopedic care. So you always have a whole team of specialists on your side, not just one, collaborating closely to get you back to the things you love. Bone & Joint Center, welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
It's Practical Polly Radio. I've switched to cooking with healthier oils. So now what do I do with all these tubs of lard? Skinny jeans feeling too tight? A bit of lard on your hips and thighs and those pants slide on like a dream. So there's no need for that lard to go to waste. But get your best heart-healthy trade-up with healthier oils, like canola, olive, or other vegetable oils, which can actually lower your chances for heart disease. Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info is the national supporter of the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
So you take the mouse and click over there, and then you can choose someone you want to call.
My niece. I click here?
Uh-huh.
This is Louisa. Recently, she got help going online to chat with her family back home.
Okay, so then you want to hit that green button.
This is her first time on the internet and her first time seeing her niece in 5 years. Louisa doesn't know what to expect.
Ah, Louisa? Oh, oh my gosh, there she is. This is amazing.
It's so good to see you. You look so pretty.
But this is definitely way beyond.
Oh my gosh.
See what the internet can help you do at everyoneon.org or call 1-855-387-9166 to find a free training class near you. That's 1-855-387-9166.
Oh, I've missed you.
Oh, me too.
Brought to you by Connect, Compete, and the Ad Council.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Anyway, we're back here at Marathon Park. Both teams gather around their respective goaltenders, and we'll get set to go here. East is in white with black and red trim tonight. Marshfield is in their orange with black and white trim. Both teams hungry for a victory. Both teams looking for their first win in the Valley Conference this year. They had both teams coming off losses. East to D.C. Everest last Thursday and Marshfield to West Salem on Friday. A couple of seniors in goal. Ian Corbett for the Lumberjacks, Brad Krieger for Marshfield. And both teams are at center ice and we're set to drop the puck. And we're underway, and the puck slapped toward the far boards. Lumberjacks will grab it there, go back to their defenseman. Holcomb sends it ahead, and going to be dumped into the zone by Gabe McGinnity. Comes around the Marshfield net. Lumberjacks have a centering pass, backhanded shot, and that didn't get through and off the side of the net. Now Marshfield looking to grab it and looking to clear it, and they will. Here they come back the other way. Knocked off the puck, though, at center ice. They stop that attack, and now the Tigers are able to dump it in. Holcomb will chase it down for the Lumberjacks behind his own net. And East will look to break it out. Here they come. They get the pass ahead. McGinnity's going to carry it in. Makes a move to get free. Can he get a shot away? No. He gets his stick lifted and couldn't get the shot away. Marshfield grabs it, and Zach Legan will bring it ahead for the Tigers. He backhands a pass ahead, turning it into his own, and knocked off a stick to the near boards. Lumberjacks try to get control of it there, and they will. Send it behind their own net again. Jack Knuckles will send it off the board and out, where the Marshfield Tigers will dump it right back in. Nick Piscula in on defense, sends it over to Austin Cummings. Cummings sends it ahead to center ice. Nick DeVorney will flip it in and give chase. Tigers win the race for the puck, and they look to break it up. Ben Feck trying to hold it in for East. Comes out to the blue line. Poked out. East needs to tag up. Tigers will send it ahead, and it goes all the way to the other end. It's going to be an icing call against Marshfield. Faceoff will come in the East offensive zone. Lumberjack Hockey brought to you in part by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the experts, sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Ben Fick will take the faceoff for the Lumberjacks to the right of Krieger, the Marshfield goaltender. He gets control of the puck, centers it. Cummings tried to get a stick on that. And it's back to the corner. We're going to get a high stick call on the puck, and we'll get another faceoff here. Austin Cummings, Ben Feck, Jack Knuckles out there along with Nick DeVorney and Piscula, Nick Piscula. Puck behind the Marshfield net, sent to the boards, held in deep by DeVorney. Grabbed by one of the Marshfield defensemen, poked away though by DeVorney. Comes out on top, held in by Piscula. Sends it to his other defenseman, and that's Knuckles. Knuckles sends it down to Feck. Feck tries to get control of it, and now he will. Circles out on top, shoots, that's blocked. Comes back to the blue line. Knuckles holds it in, though. Sends it toward the net. Intercepted and knocked to the corner. Feck will grab control of it. Carries behind the Marshfield net. He gets taken down. Penalty coming against the Tigers, and the Lumberjacks will go on the power play. It's going to be a tripping call, and East will get the first man advantage here. 14:51 to play in the first period. Feck was trying to carry the puck around the corner, and a stick in his skate took him down, so East will have the man advantage here, face off in their offensive zone. They win it back to the point. Knuckles has it. Sends it off, now gets it back. Jack Knuckles out on top. Takes the shot. That deflected, didn't get through. Lumberjacks grab it again. DeVorney with it. Sends it cross ice, one-timer, and misfiring on it was Romanski. He holds it in, though, and flips it toward the net. The Tigers will grab it there, and they're able to send it out. Knuckles will chase it down for East. And Jack Knuckles reverses his ground and will bring it ahead. Tries to send the pass ahead, deflected off a Marshfield body. Now Knuckles gets it back. East will bring it in. Andy Cravens, out on top of Knuckles. Knuckles shoots it, got through, save made by Krieger. It comes to the court, all the way around the board to the opposite point. Grabbed there by DeVorney, over to Cravens. Cravens takes a shot, hard wrister, blocker, saved to the corner again. Puck comes behind the net. Marshfield tries to clear it, and they will, length of the ice. And now they've got a man coming in hard, short-handed. Corbett comes out of the net to play it, and sends it over. Cravens will send a long pass ahead, but too far. That's going to be an icing call against the Lumberjacks. 13:38 to play here, first period. 47 seconds remaining on the man advantage, but now a faceoff coming in the East defensive zone. Ben Feck back out there to take the draw for the Lumberjacks. Feck will grab control of it and skate it in front of his own net and bring it ahead. Sends the pass ahead and taken in by McGinnity. McGinnity, lucky he's got Romanski. Or Cody Krasowski. Krasowski out on top. This is Feck. Down to Krasowski again. Carries it in front. Can he get a shot? He does. It's blocked up and out of play, and we get a whistle. So faceoff coming. It's the line of Feck, Cody Krasowski, Nick Piscula, Dave McGinnity, and Sam Romanski out there. McGinnity took the draw, comes to the boards. Krasowski will grab it. Marshfield able to clear it out. And Romanski won that race to the puck and flips it toward the near boards. They send it ahead. It goes off the stick of Nick Piscula. Now he drops it back to the point. Penalty's almost over. Here's a shot. That Five-sec from the blue line. That didn't get through. Another shot that trickles in front. It's still loose. Krieger got a stick on that and sent it aside, and now the penalty is over. Marshfield back to full strength. Big collision at center ice. Puck is up against the boards, and Marshfield will grab control of it. And East is getting a change here. They'll send the pass ahead. That's way too far. That'll be an icing call. Well, they wave it off. And the Lumberjacks will grab it behind their own net. The Schooley in the corner with it. Bringing it ahead. Andrew Bailey in for a shift. Dumps it in deep. Puck slides behind the net. Race for the puck. Andrew Bailey in the corner. Comes out to the blue line. Beckles tried to hold it in, but it came out of the zone or offside at the call against the Lumberjacks. 4-4 to play first period. No score. Faceoff comes just outside the Marshfield blue line. Ben Feck out to take the draw out there with Devorney and Austin Cummings. Puck comes to the near boards. Jack Knuckles will grab it as it comes back to the defenseman. Long pass ahead is deflected. Devorney will pick it up, though, at center ice. Trying to avoid pressure. Sends a pass cross ice. Hit the school. A long pass ahead. That goes off the stick of Peck. Now he didn't get a stick on it. And icing is the call against the Lumberjacks. Faceoff will come back down in the defensive zone. East Hockey brought to you in part by Cloverbell Credit Union. Vote with the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Faceoff comes to the boards. Romanski's over there trying to dig it out. It's sent in front where it's grabbed by Holcomb. He feathers the pass ahead. Here comes Devorney. Devorney dancing through traffic. Leaves it for Cummings. He got a stick on it for a moment. Puck loose along the boards. Centering pass. Nobody there but a Marshfield Tiger who clears it out. Lumberjack defenseman grab it again. Holcomb sends it ahead. Cummings will send it in deep. Peck will give chase. Puck cleared around behind the opposite boards. Held in, though, by the Lumberjacks. Devorney now. Romanski's got it. Romanski. That is a pass over shot by Holcomb. That went wide. And the puck slides over to the far boards. And it's cleared up and out of the zone. And we get a whistle and icing call. Cormick came out of the net to play that again. It fell down. Not sure why he even came out of the net. That was going to be an icing call. And he fell down behind the net. So East will get the offensive zone faceoff here. Lanadino wins it back to the point. Romanski cross ice. Holcomb one-timer. That got blocked to the corner. Marshfield tries to break out here. And it's going to be held in by Andrew Daniel. McGinnity had it. Now shot flicked in. It's a rebound in front. And East can't get a stick on it. Lanadino couldn't get a stick on that rebound. Marshfield has it behind their own net. It was a hard shot from the point by Trevor Holcomb again. Puck sent behind the Marshfield net again. Pascula sends it on net. That slides to the crease to the corner. Now Marshfield able to clear it to center ice. Grabbed quickly by Andrew Dano. Into the zone they come. McGinnity tries to get a shot away. That's to flush it up and out of play. And we get another whistle. 10:20 to play here, first period. Still no score. Both teams will change lines here. Lumberjacks will send Cody Krasowski, Andy Cravens, and Eric Schumacher. Schumacher will take the draw. Marshfield wins this one and tries to get it behind their own net. Instead of taking away, Schumacher centering pass and poked away, but the Lumberjacks able to hold it in. Schumacher, Krasowski overskates it. That was a dangerous centering pass. It's a hard shot from the point by Pascula. That's deflected up over the top. Held it again by the Lumberjacks. Can Schumacher get a stick out of it? Yes, here's a shot. A goal! And the Lumberjacks get on the board and work here. Point Krasowski will score it. Schumacher kept it alive in the slot. Got it on net. Krasowski picked up the rebound, put it away. And the Lumberjacks lead it 1-0. 9:56 to play here, first period. Marshfield had chances to clear the zone there, and they didn't get it done. And the Lumberjacks take advantage and get the early lead here, 1-0 on the goal by Cody Krasowski. Face off at center ice, won by East. And Jack Nichols will flip it ahead. Into the zone comes Gabe McGinnity. Takes the shot. That deflects up and out of play. And we get a whistle. 9:46 to play first period. Lumberjack Hockey is brought to you in part by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics. Call them at 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. D-O-V-O-R-A-N-Y, DeVorney Orthodontics. Face-off coming to the right of Marshfield goaltender Brad Krieger. And right off the face-off, Knuckles got a good shot away that went just a little bit wide. Comes a flat shot. Krieger makes a save on that. And we're going to get a man in the crease call against the Lumberjacks. Are they going to get a penalty? Looks like they're going to get a penalty. Marshfield's going to get a power play here. Lumberjacks got a hard shot on goal there. Krieger made a save, but it looks like they're going to send Austin Cummings to the box. And Marshfield will get a power play here. I didn't see what the penalty call is. I thought they were going to call him man in the crease. So they called him for slashing the goaltender. There's a shot off the faceoff by Marshfield. That's deflected wide. Let's see what that penalty is. A roughing call on Cummings, I think, on the goaltender. Marshfield in control of the puck in their zone on the power play. They got one shot away. They were wide. It's a big swing for traffic in front. That didn't get through, and it's deflected in the corner. Romanski is looking to clear it. Can he get it out? No. Marshfield holds the zone. Now it does come out to center ice, and the Tigers have to regroup. They'll send it back to their defenseman. Now send the cross ice pass. That's intercepted by Andrew Dano. Didn't send it back deep enough, though, and here come the Tigers back. They'll go taken away again nicely by Landon Dano, and then sent the leg to the ice. 1:10 remaining in the man advantage for Marshfield. Cross ice pass too far. Taken away there by Holcomb, and he backhands it out of the zone. Tigers run it down at center ice, and we'll look to set it up again. Nice drop pass, and they carry it in. Can they get a shot away? Not much of one. Tied up. Puck goes to the corner. Battle for it there. Romanski's trying to dig it out. Marshfield comes out of there with it. They get it behind the net. Now centering pass. And too far. It goes the length of the ice. And here comes Gabe McGinnity in shorthanded. Marshfield wins the race and sends it around the boards. Now taken away. Turnover in the zone. Picks got it. Makes a move to get three shots. That's a quick somebody. Yeah, it's in. Oh, it's not in. Wow. That was behind the goaltender. It looked like it was going to go in, and somehow they cleared it out of there, and now they clear the zone with it. That was a nifty little move by Ben Fack. Good to have him back in the lineup for the Lumberjacks. Now we've got another penalty coming against East. Marshfield carries it in. There's a shot, and it goes off of Corbett, and we get a whistle, and let's see what this one is. It's going to be a penalty against the Lumberjacks. I think the official's trying to figure out which number it is. Looks like it's going to be against Ben Feck. Now they're going to have a conversation with the scorer's table. They haven't put anybody in the box yet. 5 seconds remaining on the first penalty on the Lumberjacks. I thought they whistled the penalty. Now they're going to say Trevor Holcomb was the one that committed the penalty. He's going to the box. He's going, what? Not me. I didn't see what the signal was for the penalty here. We'll hear the announcement, but Lumberjacks are going to have to be a 5-on-3 here for about 5 seconds and then peel off another one. They lead it 1-0. Marshfield controls the faceoff, centering pass to the slot, knocked away to the corner. First penalty is over. It's 5-on-4 now. Puck down behind in the corner. Holding was the call on Holcomb, and now I think Marshfield's going to get a penalty here. Tigers are going to pick up a penalty, and it's going to be 4-on-4 hockey as Tanner Moon will go to the box for Marshfield. And East is going to get an offensive zone faceoff, and it's going to be 4-on-4 here for 1:42. East will send out Ben Feck, Nick DeVorney, Sam Romanski, and Jack Nichols. Faceoff back to the point. Romanski's got it. To Knuckles. Knuckles throws it at the net. Bouncing puck, and Krieger's able to dive on that and get a whistle. That was a shot by Knuckles that got through, and Krieger made a save on that. 7:18 to play here, first period, 1-0 Lumberjacks. Coming up during our first intermission, we'll hear from East co-coach Dina Rasmussen. She was impressed with the way they played against Everest the other night, even though they lost 3-1. She thought they gave a pretty good effort in that one. Now, turnover in the zone. Romanski's got it. His shot is blocked, though, over to the near boards. Grabbed in by Feck. Feck skates to the blue line and then flips it back down into the opposite corner. Marshfield trying to clear it, held in by Romanski, or fit by Feck. Then it's taken away. Here comes Marshfield with a 2-on-1 into the zone. Shot. And Colter with a glove save. And we get a whistle. Marshfield with a 2-on-1 got a good shot away. Corbett made the glove save. 4-on-4 hockey here, 6:53 to play in the first. 1:10 remaining in the East penalty. 1:28 remaining in the Marshfield penalty. Faceoff now coming to the right of East goaltender Ian Corbett. Flips it on net. Off the faceoff, grabbed there by Jack Knuckles. Knuckles will flip the pass ahead. Pops over the stick of Andy Cravens. And then fire up into the Marshfield bench area. Hope everybody's all right there. Looks like they're okay. And a faceoff coming in the East offensive zone again. Landon Dino will take the draw. Marshfield tries to clear it. Knuckles holds it in, takes a shot that deflects over to the opposite boards. Knocked back in deep by Sam Romanski, slides to the corner. Marshfield looking to break it out, and they will clear the zone to center ice. Cravens will grab it there for the Lumberjacks. Skated back into his own zone. Lost a handle on it. Corbin had to make a save on a shot by his own man. Cravens lost a handle on that. Now sent back the other way. It pops over a stick. It's going to be an icing call against the Lumberjacks, and we get a whistle. 6:13 to play here, first period. Cravens backed into his own zone with the puck, trying to set something up, and he lost the handle on the puck, and it slid in on net. Corbin had to make a save on it. I don't think that counts as a save when the puck is delivered by your own man. Face off, Marshfield throws it at the net. Corbin got a pad on that. It goes to the backboards. Battle for it there. Marshfield trying to hold it in. Romanski trying to dig it out of there with Landon Dino. Centering pass in the slot. There's a shot. I think Corbett got a piece of that with his blocker. Went to the corner. Good hard shot from the slot by the Tigers. Looking for the equalizer. Lumberjacks are just going to flip it the length of the ice. And that's going to be an icing call against East. 5 seconds remaining on the Lumberjack penalty. So they'll have about 18 seconds of a power play here. Faceoff coming in the East defensive zone. And Ben Feck will come in to take the faceoff here for the Lumberjacks. Flies to the boards. Romanski tries to gain control of it, and now he will. Sends the pass ahead to Jack Knuckles off his stick. He gets it back. Now he hits the board, and he skates it into the slot. Lost the handle on it. It's held in for a moment. Now the board gets it back. Both checks away from him. Feck backhands it to the corner. Austin Cummings grabs it there. He's on the power play here. The board, out to the point. Knuckles. Back to the boardie. Walks into the slot, poked away, hit a shot. That's deflected up and out of play off the stick of the Fiskula. And now Marshfield looks to clear it, can't get it out. The penalties are over, back to 5-on-5 hockey here. East has it deep, the boardie, centering pass. And just deflected wide off one of the Marshfield defensemen. That almost deflected in. Puck comes out to center ice. Big collision there, Lumberjacks send it back ahead. Tigers have it in their own zone, trying to get it out. Taken away again. Cummings with the steal. Walks it in. Shoots. The save made. And the puck grabbed by Marshfield. Bigger got a blocker pad on that. Here come the Tigers back the other way. Marshfield does not clear the puck very well when they have the opportunities. Long pass ahead. That's going to be an icing call against Marshfield. And East will get another offensive zone faceoff here with 4:36 to play in the first period. Lumberjack Hockey is brought to you in part by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Landon Dino face off to the left. East with it again. There's a shot by the school. That got through. A blocker save made by Krieger. East controls it. McGinnity cycles it back down low. Now Andrew Dino picks it up. Sends it out to the point again. Fiskula D-to-D with it. Knuckles flips it down into the corner. Battle for it there. Comes along the front boards. McKinney sends it out to the point. Pascula winds up, fires. That got through. Blocker save made by Krieger again. Tigers able to clear it this time to center ice. Lumberjack sent it back in, though, and get chase again. Andrew Dale pressuring the puck. Marshfield looks to break it out. And they can't. Comes out to the point, held in by Knuckles. Flips it, it's in front. Goes off the skate of one of the Marshfield defensemen. Lumberjacks hold it in again. There's a shot that was off the side of the net by Andrew Dadle. Tigers look to clear it. Big check right at the blue line by Romanski. Now a puck knocked back the other way and another icing call against Marshfield. 3:36 to play here, first period. Faceoff will come to the left of the goaltender Krieger for Marshfield. Right off the faceoff, a shot comes in by Craven. That's deflected aside. Puck loose along the boards. Tigers look to clear it, and they wheel out to center ice. Holcomb sends it over to the far boards where it's grabbed there by Romanski. He's going to flip it in deep. East will give chase again. Cody Krasowski on the attack. Now Craven has it. Tries to send it toward the net. Intercepted by one of the Tigers. And here comes Marshfield back the other way. Skating it out of the zone, Zach Legan. Drop pass, shot flipped in on Corbin, and he makes a glove save on a high shot. He hasn't been tested too many times tonight, but he makes the glove save right there and gets a whistle with 3:04 to play here in the first period. Faceoff comes through the near boards. Grabbed by Holcomb, sends it around his own net. Romanski pushed the pass ahead, turn over, shot in the goal. And Marshfield has tied it here. Turnover in the zone. Romanski tried to pass in front, and the player he was shooting for didn't catch it. It went right under the stick of one of the Tigers, and he put it away. Corbett wasn't expecting a shot from that point there. And Marshfield gets the equalizer on a Lumberjack turnover in the zone with 2:56 to play in the first period. 1-1. Lumberjacks win the faceoff, send it in deep. And it flies behind the Marshfield net. Fett tries to take it away in the corner. Comes out to the point. There's a shot blocked out on top. The school is shot blocked. Now it's Greta Cummings with a shot. And we get a whistle. Quick whistle. Stops play. Krieger dropped the puck. And the backside official lost sight of it, so he blew the whistle. And we'll get a faceoff here with 2:34 to play in the first period. Cummings took a hard shot from a tough angle. And Krieger got a piece of that. Marshfield wins this draw. Looks to get it out. Now it's caught on top by second. The slot. High shot goes over the top. And off the back glass. Marshfield looks to clear it. That's going to be an icy call against the Tigers. And now we get another whistle. So the Lumberjacks took the lead and then gave up a goal on a turnover in the zone. And we are tied here at one. Ben Feck taking the face-off. Puck comes into the slot, knocked away by the Tigers. Now held in by DeVorty. Feck gets it back. Feck's got it. Backs up and surveys now. Sends it cross ice to Pascula. Pascula takes a shot that's blocked. He gets it back. Shoots. And that was knocked aside by Krieger. He had the net pretty well covered right there. Tigers have it now. And they don't get it out. And it's held in for a moment. Now Marshfield clears it to center ice. And they'll carry it into the zone. In front. Shot. That was deflected. Still in front. Still in front. They can't clear it. Another shot that got through. Maybe a pad save there by Corbett. Puck goes down into the corner. Lumberjacks looking to clear. Marshfield holds it in at the blue line. They send it to the opposite corner. Knuckles will send it ahead, but he can't clear it. Now Lumberjacks will grab it, and here comes Jack Knuckles. He's going to carry it out as he gets a change. Poke checked away, though, at center ice. And the Tigers will try to flip it back the other way, but it goes up and out of play. And we get a whistle with a minute 25 to play here in the first period. Faceoff at center ice. Well, Lumberjacks win the faceoff, and we'll flip it in from the red line puck comes to the far boards, held in by Romanski, tries to center it in front. McGillity tried to get a stick on that. It's loose against the board. Sweet check there. Lumberjack shot to the point. Romanski winds up, fires. That was deflected, didn't get through. Romanski gets it back. Tries to send it down deep. Marchfield looks to clear it. And they got it out to center ice. Grabbed there by Romanski again. He's going to send it in deep. Under a minute to play in the period. Andrew Dano comes in hard on the forecheck. Lumberjack's trying to gain control of it, and they do. Dano gets it back, carries it, shoots. And Krieger with the save. There was no rebound. Marchfield just does not clear the zone well at all, and the puck just continues to be available for the Lumberjack to get shots. They've only been able to put one in so far, but you keep throwing the puck at the net, you're going to get some good bounces eventually. Lumberjacks win the draw, back to the point, Holcomb with it, throws it at the net, so it goes wide, all the way over to the opposite. Boards in a shot thrown in by Romanski. The goaltender was down, McGinnity couldn't get a stick on it on the rebound, but he's got control of the puck now. Andrew Dano with it deep, Dano out to the point. Holcomb shoots, that deflects. One thing Marchfield does do well is block shots. They've blocked a bunch of them so far tonight. He's able to hold his own with 16 seconds remaining in the period. Tigers will grab it, look to break it out. There's another turnover. Puck loose. East grabs control of it. McGinnity with the shot. That deflected. Didn't get through. Puck still loose behind the Marchfield net, and that's how the first period will come to an end. So we played one, and we are tied here at one. We'll take a timeout and recap the scoring after this. You're listening to Lumberjack Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
Hey, Mom, look what I learned in gymnastics. Ow!
Your little gymnast training for success? We can get her in shape and back on her feet faster at Bone & Joint Walk-In Care. Whether it's muscle strains, fractures, or sprains, we've got it covered. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone & Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
What would you do with an extra $100? That's right, an extra $100. A Big Ben right in your pocket just for refinancing your vehicle at Cloverbilt Credit Union. But that's not all. With CCU's great rates, you'll save big bucks over the life of the loan when you refinance your vehicle. Cars, trucks, SUVs, if you owe more than $8,000 on your vehicle, stop in or call a refinancing specialist at Cloverbilt Credit Union. Even if you have less than perfect credit, no worries. CCU can help. We understand that there are events in life that can affect your credit. Our refinancing specialists are here to work with you to look at your situation and explore refinancing options. Chances are good that you'll be saving money when you refinance with a CCU great rate loan, and you'll receive $100 just for making the switch. Great rates, great service, and $100. What are you waiting for? Stop in, log in, or call Clover Belt Credit Union today. Offer applies to vehicle loans of at least $8,000 not currently financed at CCU.